Greetings, I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. Psalm 98, verses 4 through 6. Sing for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Praise Him with songs and shouts of joy. Sing praises to the Lord. Play music on the harps. Blow trumpets and horns. And shout for joy to the Lord our King. Singing and performing music has many forms and varied times that we do so. One of the times we sing the most is when we are happy. It just comes naturally to us, whether we sing out loud or sing quietly to ourselves. So it is in this psalm that we are to sing with songs and shouts of joy. God doesn't want us to hold it in. He wants to hear us sing and make joyful music. Many of us are not great singers or musicians, but we love to sing out those abundantly familiar songs, hymns, and carols, and probably think we sing them pretty well. Maybe we do, and maybe we don't. But that isn't the point. God loves to hear our heartfelt songs of praise, whether we sing well or not. As parents, many of us have gone to concerts and recitals that our children have been involved with. And who can forget the church children's pageants? I think we all know these were not Broadway shows by any means. And sometimes the music may have even been almost hard on the ears. But as loving parents, we didn't hear mistakes or sour notes. We heard the voices and music of angels, our children performing with the best that they had in them. It's the same with God. God is listening to what is in our hearts, not the quality of what comes out of our mouths. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, we hear of the great abundance of heavenly angels appearing to the lowly shepherds. Simple, smelly, hard-working, gruff guys out in the fields tending sheep on that miraculous night of Jesus' birth. Yet it was to them the angels sang praises to God, singing glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom He is pleased. Did the shepherds join in singing too? We don't know, but I cannot imagine seeing and hearing angels singing and not wanting to join them in their songs of praise. We certainly know that the shepherds were moved to go to Bethlehem, and whether singing out or simply singing in their hearts, there was no doubt an impression from the music of the angels. The brother and sister musical duo, Karen and Richard Carpenter, were popular in the 1970s and had many major songs, one of which was entitled Sing. Listen to these words. Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad, sing of happy, not sad. Sing, sing a song, let the world sing along. Sing of love there could be, sing for you and for me. Sing, sing a song, make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing, sing a song. God deserves our praise for all He has given us and all He has done for us, and especially for the greatest gift of all, Jesus the Christ. So sing, sing a song to God. Amen. Please be with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, may we be inspired to sing Your praises with joy in our hearts and on our lips. In Jesus' name, Amen. With a thought from Calvary, I'm Bob Geckler. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.